in the dungeon beneath Prospero's fortress castle. Screams are constant and blood-curdling. He keeps his enemies here, the ones that have been captured. He also keeps the peasants here. Lots of peasants anyway that he let in early on. Ones who were checked and did not have the plague, but which he thought would suit his appetite for pain. Not that they were told this as they were allowed into his fortress. They thought salvation was here and they were saved. Others here are actually of the ruling elite class that, since the ruling elite has holed up here at Prospero's fortress, have pissed him off. The Duke of Charzane, for example, who openly insulted Prospero, laughing as he did so, weight and drunk and coked up at the time to even really rationally know what he was doing. He knows now what he was doing, for he's been down there for 7 days and he has no fingernails. Lacerations rank up and down his naked body in little raised red welts with green, black, crispy crusts that ooze infection. Once so high, now brought down so low, you don't fuck with Prospero. Prospero keeps human pain pets that he cherishes giving displeasure to. For example, there's Bukkake Girl. Bukkake Girl was once a very beautiful and rich princess who snubbed Prospero multiple times throughout their early years before he obtained the power he has now. He's kept Bukkake Girl for 3 years now since her capture, a kidnapping ambush to her stagecoach, killing the guards, taking her here. Where she is, she's been kept manacled in a rape position all this time. And she's kind of like a piece of furniture because she's so restrained that she's kind of in a bent over all fours position always. There's actually maidens who attend to her bodily functions and such and keep her clean for further abuse. She's named Bukkake Girl because she's a mainstay party favorite, Prospero's, where during the orgies, heavily alcohol and drug fueled towards the end of the late nights, he encourages people to nut on her, pull out and come on her, jack off and come on her, whatever, and by festivities end, she tends to be crusty with dried and semi-dried semen all over her. She's not so high and mighty now, Bukkake Girl.